The coach's quarter powered by Hy-Vee. New head coach Jason Carter joining us after the loss at Pella here tonight. And Jason just kind of ran into a buzzsaw here tonight.
Yeah, you know, we didn't get off to a very good start. We got in foul trouble early. You know, and it was just, yeah, we couldn't seem to get the ball to go through the hoop early either. So kind of felt like a lot like last time we played them, except for we just, you know, we started making some shots in the third quarter, but then we couldn't seem to get a stop. So, you know, it was just one of those nights, I felt like.
Yeah, the struggle there offensively, and Landon Bozarth, your leading scorer, with looks like 12 points or 10 points, actually. Yeah, oh. 10 points. As you move on from here, I mean, this game, you know, you just got to kind of flush it. You think your team can do that?
Yeah, absolutely. And there are a lot of seniors in this group that play, and, you know, we've been, you know, in this position already this year where we've had a rough game and we've been able to come back. We knew this was going to be a tough week against, you know, the top two teams in our conference right now. You know, I was kind of wish we would have put up a little better fight tonight. You know, than we did, but you know, that's just kind of how it goes, and we got to flush it, because right now, I mean, at this point, it doesn't mean anything. We just got to be able to move on next week, because, you know, next week we got two games again that, you know, that are 50-50 games, and we got to make sure that we forget about this one, make some adjustments, and then show up next week.
Yeah, I thought maybe you were a little disappointed with the effort when you called a timeout with about a minute 20 left in the third quarter.
Yeah, I really was. You know, I felt like we just started going through the motions defensively. We stopped playing and doing the things that we do defensively. Because, you know, defensively, I mean, on the defensive end is something we kind of have to hang our hats on. And I thought we just kind of got away from that. And we just started going through the motions at that end of the floor. And we gave up about three or four layups in a row, which just can't absolutely happen.
You do have, I see, a 6'6 player that got in there, a sophomore, Grant Osby.
Yeah,
that
was, you know what? You know, he has really come a long way. I'm really proud of Grant and how far he's come, you know, and especially, from the beginning of this season. He showed up a lot this summer, you know, came to almost every single workout, and he's really come a long way just from the beginning, you know, playing against some of the older kids this year at the varsity practice. And, you know, really proud of how far he's come, and, you know, he seems to get better every single day and just building confidence. You know, it was everything we could, you know, early just to get him to even make a move to the basket early on, you know, and now he's starting to figure out that aggressiveness a little bit and, you know, doing some good things. So, you know, really proud of him, and hopefully we can continue to get him to move in that direction. And, you know, he's going to be a big piece for us, you know, maybe even the rest of this year if he keeps figuring some things out.
Yeah, he came in there and played pretty strong, I felt. And, of course, you got Isaiah Slaughter, too, a freshman that is getting a lot of experience here moving forward as well. So,
you know, I thought Micah Mattis came in and
played
really
well,
too.
So,
if nothing else, it was really good for some of those kids to come in and play against, you know, the starters that are, you know, main group, you know, of a team like this caliber. And honestly, I thought all three of them came in and played pretty fearless and did some really, really good things. So, you know, good on them for, you know, coming into a game that was probably out of reach already, but, you know, not being bashful at all and, you know, giving us some really good minutes.
So as you wind down the season here, you know, you think the shots are going to fall eventually. So, just kind of what's the word of the team to, you know, try and improve here? Just more aggressiveness?
Yeah, well, I think offensively it's more learning how to handle teams that are really, really aggressive. Okay. Teams are going to get up in our face. You know, I felt like we tried to do that pretty good early, but I'm not going to blame officials, but I thought they got a lot pretty handsy there in the first half, and we couldn't buy a foul call, but, you know, we got to learn how to play through it, though, at the same time. So, you know, I thought our kids did a pretty good job of, you know, not letting that bother them and just letting me talk to the officials. So they did a good job of that. You know, and I thought as the game went on, we got better, definitely, at, you know, handling the physicality, you know, when refs are going to let a lot of things go.
Yeah. It was an aggressive game, that's for sure.
Yeah, definitely. Absolutely. Yeah.
Well, thanks for coming up. Best of luck next week, and we look forward to talking to you after those games.
Yep, thank you.
Joining us on the Coach's Quarter, powered by Hy-Vee, Coach Jason Carter, boys basketball team.